OCR GCSE Physics, Ohm's Law, your complete exam guide. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in your OCR GCSE Physics course, Ohm's Law. Whether you're revising for your mocks or preparing for the real thing, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The core concepts, the maths, the practical skills, and the exam technique to pick up every single mark on offer. My name is Sophie, and I'll be your guide for the next 10 minutes. I want you to treat this like a conversation with a tutor who knows exactly what the examiner is looking for. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to state Ohm's Law precisely, and I mean precisely, in a way that earns marks, apply the formula V equals IR in calculations, interpret IV characteristic graphs, and describe the PAG P3 practical. That's a lot to cover, so let's not waste a second. Let's start with the big question. What is Ohm's Law? Ohm's Law states that the current through a conductor is directly proportional to the potential difference across it, provided the temperature remains constant. Now, I want you to pause and really absorb that sentence because every single word matters to an examiner. Let's break it down. Current is directly proportional to potential difference. This is not just a positive correlation, it is a direct proportionality. That means if you double the voltage, you exactly double the current. If you triple the voltage, you triple the current. The ratio of voltage to current is always the same. That ratio is what we call resistance. And here is the phrase that candidates lose marks on every single year, provided the temperature remains constant. You must include this condition. Without it, your definition is incomplete and you will not be awarded the mark. Think of it as the golden condition. No temperature condition, no mark. Now let's talk about the formula. V equals I times R. V is potential difference, measured in volts. I is current, measured in amperes, or amps. R is resistance, measured in ohms, which we write as the Greek letter omega. You need to be able to rearrange this formula in all three ways. V equals IRI equals V divided by R, and R equals V divided by I. A great memory trick for this is the VR triangle. Write a triangle, put V at the top, I on the bottom left, and R on the bottom right. To find any quantity, cover it up, and the remaining two tell you what to do. Cover V, and you see I times R, cover 1, and you see V over R, cover R, and you see V over I. Simple and reliable. Now, a crucial point about units. Resistance is measured in ohms. Current is measured in amps. But in exam questions, you will often be given current in milliamps. That's thousandths of an amp. If a question gives you a current of 250 milliamps, you must convert it to 0.25 amps before substituting into the formula. Forgetting this conversion is one of the most common sources of lost marks in calculation questions. Let me walk you through a quick example. A resistor has a potential difference of 12 volts across it and a current of 0.5 amps flowing through it. What is its resistance? Using R equals V divided by I, R equals 12 divided by 0.5, which gives R equals 24 ohms. Always include the unit, ohms, in your answer, or you risk losing the final mark. Now let's talk about IV graphs, because OCR absolutely loves testing these, especially in the context of PAGP3. An IV graph plots current on the y-axis and potential difference on the x-axis. For an ohmic conductor, a component that obeys Ohm's law, the graph is a straight line passing through the origin. The straight line tells you the relationship is directly proportional. The fact that it passes through the origin confirms that when voltage is zero, current is zero, exactly as we'd expect. Here is a critical examiner point. The gradient of an IV graph is not resistance. The gradient is 1 over R, that is, 1 divided by resistance. This is because on an IV graph, current is on the y-axis and voltage is on the x-axis. So gradient equals change in I divided by change in V, which equals 1 over R. Many candidates confuse this with a VI graph, where voltage is on the y-axis and current is on the x-axis. On a VI graph, the gradient is resistance. Always check your axes before calculating. Now, what about non-ohmic conductors? These are components that do not obey Ohm's law. The two most important examples you need to know are the filament lamp and the diode. For a filament lamp, the IV graph is a curve that gets less steep as voltage increases. This is because as more current flows, the filament heats up. Higher temperature means the metal ions in the filament vibrate more vigorously. These vibrating ions collide more frequently with the conduction electrons, making it harder for electrons to flow. So resistance increases with temperature. The lamp is not ohmic. For a diode, the IV graph shows almost no current flowing until the voltage reaches a threshold, about 0.7 volts for a silicon diode, and then current rises steeply. In the reverse direction, virtually no current flows at all. Diodes only conduct in one direction. They are definitely not ohmic. A common trap. Just because a component conducts electricity does not make it ohmic. Filament lamps and diodes both conduct, but neither obeys Ohm's law.
Right, let's talk exam strategy, because knowing the physics is only half the battle.
Tip number one, the temperature condition is non-negotiable. Every time you write a definition of Ohm's law, include the phrase at constant temperature. Treat it like a reflex. The mark scheme will always have a separate mark for this condition. Tip number two, when a question asks you to calculate resistance from a graph, check the axes first. If current is on the y-axis and voltage is on the x-axis, that's an IV graph, then resistance equals 1 divided by the gradient. If voltage is on the y-axis, a VI graph, then resistance equals the gradient directly. Getting this wrong is one of the most common errors in the entire paper. Tip number three. In 6-mark practical questions about PAG P3, you need to describe the method in enough detail to earn all the marks. The key points are: use a variable resistor to vary the potential difference across the component, record the voltmeter and ammeter readings at each setting, repeat for multiple values, plot an IV graph, and draw a line of best fit. Examiners also want you to mention safety, for example, switching off the circuit between readings to prevent overheating. Tip number four, use the command word to guide your answer length. State means one or two words or a short phrase. Describe means explain what you observe using correct terminology. Explain means give a cause and effect. Use the word because to link your ideas. Calculate means show all your working, use the correct formula, and include units. Tip number five. When describing direct proportionality, do not just say positive correlation. Examiners will not award the mark for vague language. You must say directly proportional or as voltage doubles, current doubles. Something that captures the exact mathematical relationship. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, and then give the answer. See how many you can get. Question one, state Ohm's law in one sentence. Answer, the current through a conductor is directly proportional to the potential difference across it at constant temperature. Question two, what are the units of resistance? Answer, ohms. Question three, on an IV graph, what does a straight line through the origin tell you? Answer, the component is an ohmic conductor. Current is directly proportional to potential difference. Question four, why does the resistance of a filament lamp increase as it gets hotter? Answer, the metal ions vibrate more, causing more collisions with conduction electrons, which opposes the flow of current. Question five, convert 350 milliamps to amps. Answer, 0.35 amps. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you are well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must take away from today. One, Ohm's law, current is directly proportional to potential difference at constant temperature. Learn that sentence word for word. Two, V equals IR. Know all three rearrangements and always include units in your answers. Three, on an IV graph, a straight line through the origin means ohmic. A curve means non-ohmic. And the gradient is 1 over R, not R. 4. Filament lamps and diodes are non-ohmic. Conducting electricity does not mean obeying Ohm's law. 5. In PAG P3, use a variable resistor to vary the potential difference, record VNI, and plot an IV graph. That is everything you need for Ohm's law. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.